the game. You know, take your head off to him, but missed tackles and missed assignments calls for big plays. And in this league against good backs, you can't do that.
As far as some mistakes that were made, two key ones that Jake's interception led to a field goal, and then Ebenezer's hitting of the helmet on Trent Green led to seven more points. Mistakes too much in this game that really kind of cost you this game?
Well, yeah, especially on the road, man. You can't beat yourselves. You can't penalize yourselves. Defensively, we did some things on third down by getting penalties, by keeping drives going that we, you know, we shouldn't have did. That was silly mistakes. And those are the things you have to clean up. Those are the things that you can't do on the road. Those are the things that you cannot do against a quality football team. And tonight it came back to bite us.
Al, this is a confident team. As one of the leaders on this team, where are you gauging the confidence right now?
Well, I think guys are down right now. I mean, simple as that. I mean, we've lost two in a row, so guys aren't, you know, upbeat. You know, like they would be if we'd won two games, but that's expected. But, you know, what guys have to do is when we get away for the next 3 or 4 days, you have to take it upon yourself to see where you want to go. Do you want to be a part of something special, or do you want to continue to be an average football team? And hopefully guys will come back with that mentality that we want to be the best.
Al, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask this question. The defensive guys sit on one side of the locker room. The offensive guys sit on the other side of the locker room. The media ran up to Jay Cutler first. I'm sure you're familiar with this story. Is this a distraction? How are you going to handle it this week? And what's the general motion of the team, knowing that there might be change, but it's all speculation right now?
I could care less, man. That has nothing to do with me. My concern is on the defensive side of the football. And whatever happens on that side happens. You know, Mike Shanahan is our head coach. And as of now, Jake Plummer is our quarterback.